Hello, it's AFQ Football. It's the glorious return of AFQ Football for another championship season. I'm John Gibbons, host, and I'm joined by Neil Atkinson, by Sam Shetty, and by Martin Fitzgerald, who we've just discovered were born in the same year, in the same area. So if it all gets very London, late 70s on the show.
three-day week.
Do our best to hang in there.
It's a good thing you're doing this on a Monday, because it's a three-day week.
Been men on strike.
Yeah. They're not burying the dead. It's awful, Andy.
So anyway, on the subject of nostalgia, Matthew Dempsey wants to know, what's your favourite World Cup? Sanj, you've got more than me and Neil to pick from, but exactly the same number as Martin.
These lads are obviously going 78 or 82, and I'll be really disappointed if they don't.
So what was the best World Cup, Sanj?
Do you know what, I mean, so in 1978, I'd been, no, hang on. Yeah, 78, I'd been into football for literally about 2 or 3 months. Bizarrely, football was the last sport that I took up, if that makes any sense. I loved everything else, but I couldn't get my head around football. But 1978, it seemed to me that every goal was scored from 35 yards out. And that's what made it that tournament for me. I couldn't care less who won it. I was an England fan, but England hadn't qualified, so I think I probably wanted Brazil to win, but I didn't really care when they went out. But my abiding memory of that World Cup is Brazil had a player, I think called Nelinho, and he bent one in from basically the apex of the penalty area. And this is really good radio, this. It went all the way around the side of the penalty area and into the corner, past Dino's off. I think that was in the third, fourth place playoff. So that was my favourite game and my favourite World Cup. Although I've got to say, I love every single World Cup going. And even from a work point of view, where it's an absolute nightmare working on it because I work for the BBC and we have to cover every game. And I nearly have a nervous breakdown at the end of every World Cup. But they're the things that I live for. I love every World Cup. Even the ones that people say are rubbish, I still love them.